the U.S. government is intensifying its effort to get people to communicate inside Iraq. The U.S. is hiring Iraqi citizens to produce programs on local radio and TV stations. But that is prompting suspicion from Iraqis who have long experience with propaganda funded by another government, the regime of Saddam Hussein. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
Iraqis have very different ideas about what the new TV program should focus on. 29-year-old reporter Hussam Nahi was hired by the U.S.-funded Iraqi media network less for his journalism skills than his passionate hatred of Saddam Hussein. A political prisoner for 2 years, he believes the new TV should focus on the atrocities of the former regime.
No, I don't think we should not criticize what the Americans are doing.
26-year-old Hedren Maki is a former employee of one of Saddam's channels. This thoroughly modern young woman wants to focus on current problems, not just the past. Once she filmed American troops manhandling former Iraqi officers as they waited to register for their salaries. When her story aired, scenes that showed the Americans in a bad light had been removed. As she was asked about problems of censorship, her colleague Hussam Nahi warned her not to speak ill of the new network. She couched her concerns carefully, merely saying she hopes the network will do more to satisfy the needs of the Iraqi people. With no other funding available, these broadcasters must rely on the U.S. government. But the managing editors of the Iraqi media network deny the U.S. administration here is interfering in the content. Shamim Rasan, an Iraqi exile hired to run the new radio operation, says the Iraqi staff's problems are lack of experience and lingering self-censorship.
Actually, I'm retraining them, like, you do everything. You do your own editing. We're starting this again from scratch. They've never done investigative reporting. It's all in a straight reporting, so I'm teaching them now.
Programming, which is supposed to be a showcase of press freedom, has been limited by poor planning, insufficient budgets, and a lack of equipment. A producer edits a story in the corner of a storage room. There are only 2 editing suites and 4 cameras to provide 18 hours of programming. The staff has no access to wire services and only limited access to the internet. And with the local phone system largely destroyed, getting information is a nightmare. George Mansour, the manager of the TV department, struggles to fill air. To put on American movies, he's had to resort to using whatever cassettes were confiscated from Saddam's son's extensive library without copyright.
We like to do a lot of things, but because we are working with very limited equipment, very old equipment, we cannot do it like fast like that. But we will go live soon, and the quality will be better than it's now.
The biggest issue is convincing skeptical Iraqis this is more than just a mouthpiece for the U.S. administration. So far, judging from interviews on the streets, the network appears to have failed.
Iraqis need transparency in the channels. They're not giving full information about the situation. It's not true to life.
Newly available satellite dishes are literally flying off the shelves as Iraqis turn to other Arab sources like Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya, stations which are often unsympathetic to the United States. George Mansour acknowledges he cannot yet match the funding and sophistication of these stations, but he says, just wait.
We are depending on youth people to build the Iraqi media network to be independent. Not with the government, not against the government, but with the Iraqi people, tell the story as it is.
Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.